The British pushed the 1st Maryland Brigade back about 80 yards, where the Continentals reform and renew the fight. The battle rages for half an hour through dense smoke, heavy with the nostril-stinging stench of sulfur, as the Marylanders try to hold the field.
Despite being hard-pressed, we disputed every foot of ground. The conflict was obstinate and bloody. Our men fought like heroes.
At last, Cornwallis spies an opportunity.
I could see the enemy starting to give way. At this instant, I ordered the cavalry to complete the rout, which was performed with their usual gallantry. Our infantry opened their ranks, and Tarleton's cavalry passed through to strike the decisive blow.
There was a gap of about 100 yards between Dixon's regiment and the 1st Maryland Brigade through which the enemy's cavalry charged. At the same time, the British infantry pressed our front and left flank, and we were obliged to retreat.